Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Presidential actor and Akim Njovu laments delayed barrier for former president 2 months to polls. UPND calls for increased youth participation in empowerment programs. In international news, Kenya's president again defends U.S. Ebola facility decision. In sports news, SARS calls for patience as the association builds the Chipolo Polo.
And now, the FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Soilanja Mulenga. Democratic Union President and presidential candidate Akim Anthony Njovu has expressed deep regret over the delayed burial of former President Edgar Chagwa Lungu, marking 1 year since his passing. Speaking on the anniversary of President Lungu's death on 5th June 2025, Mr. Njovu described the situation as sad and unfortunate, highlighting that the former head of state remains unburied nearly 12 months later. Mr. Njovu appealed to the government, the Lungu family and political leaders to set aside their differences and agree on a burial plan that honors President Lungu's service to the nation. He emphasized the urgent need for unity of purpose to conduct a dignified burial ceremony before the country proceeds to the general polls. In another development, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested four Malawian nationals and seized 112 kilograms of cannabis in Tupangali district of Eastern Province. According to DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere, the suspects were apprehended during an intelligence-led operation in Kapatamoyo Chiefdom after officers received information about a cannabis trading point operating in the area. Ms. Mawere identified the suspects as Besta Piri, 44, Zion Wale, 33, Kennedy Samalani, 35, and Chokani Redson, 32, all Malawan nationals. Preliminary investigations revealed that the cannabis was concealed in sack bags wrapped in Chitenge materials in an attempt to avoid detention. She said a total of 112 kilograms of cannabis was recovered and secured as evidence, while the suspects remain in lawful custody awaiting further legal processes. Ms. Mawere noted that the seizure demonstrates DEC's commitment to dismantling drug trafficking networks and preventing Zambia from being used as a transit or destination point for illicit drugs. She has since urged members of the public to continue providing credible information on suspected drug-related activities. In a separate development, some youths in Lizuma Ward have voiced concerns over what they describe as unfair handling of access to empowerment opportunities over the past 4 years. During a recent community engagement meeting, the youths alleged they were promised fair access to empowerment programs starting in 2021. However, they allege that after the United Party for National Development, UPND, assumed office, the selection of beneficiaries for programs such as Cash for Work was done unfairly. In response to the concerns, National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity, NRPUP candidate for the Livingstone Central Parliamentary seat, Mwewa Chilufya, urged voters to make informed decisions in the upcoming elections. He emphasized the importance of electing leaders who are responsive to community needs and committed to driving meaningful development. Meanwhile, Brenda Chisengele, the NRPUP aspiring councillor of Lizuma Ward, pledged to prioritize infrastructure development and community-focused initiatives to improve the welfare of residents if elected. Both candidates called for unity and active participation in the electoral process to ensure effective leadership for Lizuma Ward. In another development, the United Party for National Development, UPND, in Lusaka's Roma constituency has urged young people to take advantage of government empowerment programs and reject political violence ahead of the August elections. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, UPND Roma constituency Vice Youth Chairperson for Politics, Elliot Mwakandolo, said many people still wrongly believe they need political connections to access government programs such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Mwakandolo said CDF and other empowerment initiatives are national programs open to all citizens regardless of political affiliation. He noted that the misconception stems from past experiences where access to opportunities was perceived to depend on party connections. He said youth leaders in Roma constituency are actively engaging young people and providing information on government programs and parliamentary activities to ensure they remain informed and involved. In international news, Kenya's President William Ruto has again defended his government's decision to let the United States build an Ebola quarantine facility for Americans about 200 kilometers north of Nairobi. He was speaking during a one-day state visit to South Africa, where he held talks with President Cyril Ramaphosa. The facility in central Kenya is due to host a 50-bed unit for Americans who might be exposed to the deadly hemorrhagic virus. Hundreds of people have been infected in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the epicenter of the outbreak, while cases have also been reported in neighboring Uganda. Kenyans have been protesting against the planned U.S. facility, saying bringing people with Ebola into the country could endanger public health. Still in international news, Mali's military government has placed a multi-million dollar bounty on the head of one of Sahel's most wanted jihadist leaders. Authorities are offering 2 billion CFA funds, about $3.5 million, for information leading to the capture or killing of Riyad A.G. Ghali. Ghali leads the group of the support of Islam and Muslims, or JNIM, the al-Qaeda-linked force behind some of the region's deadliest attacks. The former Tuareg rebel and diplomat is also wanted by the United States and international criminal courts. Mali is offering an additional reward for intelligence on Ghali's deputy, Amadou Koufa, as well as two Tuareg rebel leaders. Officials say the wanted men are accused of planning and carrying out terrorist attacks that threaten lives and property across the country. The Football Association of Zambia's first president, Kip Mwemba, has appealed to football stakeholders and supporters to remain patient as the association undertakes the tasks of rebuilding the senior men's national team. We take a short break and return shortly with this full story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM. Kaiser from Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best quality Zambia and the poisoners have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact us marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business, power, and what we see at the Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station. From Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Football Association of Zambia's first president, Keith Mwemba, has appealed to football stakeholders and supporters to remain patient as the association undertakes the task of rebuilding the senior men's national team. Speaking on the KNEC One-on-One podcast, Mr. Mwemba acknowledged the recent challenges faced by the Chipolo Polo, noting that developing a competitive national side is a gradual process that requires structural reforms and long-term planning. He indicated that FAS is focused on laying a strong foundation that will support sustained success in the future. He confirmed that FAS has identified a replacement for former technical director Laison Zulu, who recently left the association to take up a position with FIFA. According to the FAS president, the incoming technical director brings extensive experience to the role, having previously served as a technical director in Tanzania, worked as a Football Federation General Secretary, and operated as a cop instructor.